Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Janae. How may I help you?
Well, I was looking at my bank statement today, and there's a charge on there from this number that I didn't make. I want to know what it is.
Yes, ma'am. May you provide me with the zip code so I can try to find an account for you?
47710.
And is it under Ms. Judy Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. And well, may you verify your address for security purposes?
601 Concord Boulevard, Evansville, Indiana.
Gotcha. All right. Give me just 1 second. Let me look over your account for you. Okay, yes, ma'am. Looks like there was an entry for an ice maker. Do you remember doing like a survey through email or in a local store?
Yeah, but where does the 6732 come from?
Right, so when you do that survey, whether it was locally or through email, it enrolls you, not enrolls you, but it enters you into those contests. So they're drawing your name in like 30 times, but they're charging you for that.
I don't want to. I want to take off there and get my money back. I live on Social Security. I cannot afford stuff like this.
Yes, ma'am. Give me just a second. So I am going ahead and I'm going in and canceling and issuing out the refund. That refund is going to take 3 to 5 business days to be credited back into your account.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't care. I'll talk to that.
Give me just 1 second. And I do have a cancellation number for you.
All right.
All right, it's going to be C as in Charlie. 2611.
Okay. 84351. Got it.
All right, so the account has been closed for you, and I also did go ahead and issue out the refund. If it's not processed or credited back into your account within 3 to 5 business days, you can always give us a call back at this number.
All right, honey. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and you have a great night.
You do the same. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.